I'm still talking about the church. The church that Christ is building. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what does that mean for us? It means that we are to continue being loyal to Jesus Christ, to the message that he has given us, and doing what only the church can do in the face of fearful opposition. The looming forces of darkness are gathering on the horizon in ways we have never witnessed. We are living in a society that will cheer you on for standing up for what you believe, so long as you don't believe in Jesus Christ or the Bible. Not long ago, the United States Attorney General John Ashcroft was raked over the coals by the news media simply because he was holding a Bible study and prayer group in his office before office hours. Anyone would think that that would be a good thing to do. That's just one tiny example of the dramatic shift away from God in our nation. I believe it will get worse as time goes by. I foresee a day when many chaotic voices will clamor for attention. The church will be shoved so far into the background that it will be of no value. That is, unless we rise above our enemy and become a church that has power with God and cares for nothing more. The church that remains loyal to the call that God has given it will never be defeated. It may go through so many changes that those of us active in the church today won't recognize. But God's church, the real church that the Lord is building, will survive. The church has the message of hope that cuts deeper than any surgeon's scalpel, has the truth that can probe deeper than any therapist can dig, look further inward than any scientist can gaze. No one else has the message of the church of Jesus Christ. No one. Simply put, that message says that we are sinners in bondage, and that Jesus Christ can set us free. Washington, D.C. will not spread that word. State politicians are not going to spread that word. The Christian Coalition is not going to spread the word. Political parties are not going to do this. Charitable organizations are not going to spread that word. Only the Church of Jesus Christ is going to shout it from the housetop. If we are going to touch the hearts of people in our day, we must remain loyal to the message. One reason the world has ignored us is because we are trying to tell them what they can hear everywhere else. If we make the mistake of becoming just another club, we will lose because other clubs serve meals and meets at a more convenient hours. Our task is to be singular in all we do, whether it be in a Christian pageant, a program honoring citizens, a church dinner, whatever. It must press us towards telling someone about the great news of the freedom found in Jesus Christ. We are in a battle with an old foe. We must never forget that. While the sociologist, the psychologist, and the behaviorist are standing around scratching their heads in amazement, wondering why on earth kids take guns and shoot their classmates at school, while they suggest the reason is easy access to guns, Those of us who understand God's timeline knows better. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.